Dr. Simon Colster has been with us all this week. He's from Botley, a scientist, a Christian, and our Daily Thought contributor. Simon, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jim.
Good to see you, and let's have Friday's Thought.
Good morning. In my final thought this week, inspired by the book Life of Pi, I want to dwell on a comment made by the hero's dad when they're busy selling all the animals in their zoo, ready to emigrate from India to Canada. Being a good zookeeper, the father is keen that all the animals go to a good home, and ruefully muses that the greater good and the greater profit are not always compatible aims. I was really struck by this comment, especially in a time of financial austerity, when everything we hear in the news is about cutting services, stopping building projects, reducing pensions, and people losing jobs. Yes, of course we need companies and an economy that is sustainable. However, sometimes we should ask whether it is actually pursuing the greater good to put balance sheets before the needs of people, especially in organizations such as government, whose whole purpose is to serve and look after society. Is it actually pursuing the greater good to have an economy that is bigger and better than everyone else's? Or should we sometimes temper our ambitions by remembering that the greater profit and the greater good are not the same thing? Similarly, on a personal level, once we've achieved a standard of living that meets our basic needs, should we now stop and consider how our extra time and resources are spent? Do we just look for more, better, now? Or do we try to enjoy life and perhaps even make a difference? If the greater good and the greater profit are not always compatible, which of the two are we pursuing?
Gosh, have you got half an hour?
That's a really interesting subject, isn't it?
I thought it tied in quite well with the Julian's People
comment just now. Stephen was just saying there, which is you're basically saying once you've worked out that you've got enough, you should be giving back.
Definitely.
Yeah, and, interesting. Stephen, thank you very much for your thoughts this week. They've been really thought-provoking, which is what it's all about, and we'll see you again in a few weeks' time.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you. Good stuff. Dr. Simon Colster with our Daily Thoughts. He's from Botley.